O my devotees, today you have nothing to fear or to grieve. It will be said to those who believed in our revelations and became Muslims, enter paradise. You and your spouses, you will be made happy. There they shall be served with golden dishes and golden goblets, and they shall have everything that their souls can desire and all their eyes can delight in. And it will be said to them, now you shall abide therein forever. You have inherited this paradise by virtue of your good deeds. Therein you shall have plenty of fruit to eat. But the criminals will abide in the punishment of hell. Their punishment will never be lightened, and they shall remain in despair therein. We did not wrong them, but it is they who wrong themselves. They will cry, O Malik, let your Rabb put an end to us. But he will answer, nay, you are going to live forever. We have brought you the truth, but most of you hate the truth. If they have devised a plan to ruin you, then surely we too shall devise a plan to ruin them. Do they think that we cannot hear their secret talks and their private conversation? Of course we do, and our messengers who are assigned to them record it all. O Prophet, tell the Christians, if the Compassionate had a son, I would be the first to worship him. Glory be to the Rabb of the heavens and the earth, the Lord of the throne. He is above what they ascribe to him. So let them talk nonsense and play until they face their day, which has been promised to them. It is Allah who is God in the heavens and God on earth. He is the all-wise, the all-knowledgeable. Blessed is he whom belongs to the dominions of the heavens and the earth and all that lies between them. He alone has knowledge of the hour of doom, and to him you shall all be brought back. And those to whom they invoke besides Allah have no power to intercede for them, except those who testify to the truth by virtue of knowledge. If you ask them who created them, they will certainly say, Allah. How then are they deluded away from the truth? Allah has heard the Prophet's cry, O my Rabb, surely these are a people who would not believe. Therefore, O Prophet, bear with them and wish them peace. They shall soon come to know the truth.